Good morning, everybody. Well, how about them apples? How about them apples? Guilty, 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 guilty. 34 guilty accounts. 34, baby. 34. Today, getting some coffee. I David. 34 counts, David. Pero 34 counts. There's no saving him, David. There's no saving him. Pero he's guilty. He's going to jail, okay? He's going to the can. I'm telling you, folks, we've called this. I've been waiting, honestly, 2 years, you know, ever since we brought Juanito on and he said the gut punch. We knew something like this was coming, but it's over now. Now we can move on. And the fun begins. Now the fun really begins. So much so that he raised $34.8 million to go towards his campaign after that guilty verdict. $34.8 million. That is record-breaking, record-shattering. So after the Biden verdict, $34.8 million, nearly double the biggest day ever recorded. Doubling the biggest day ever recording, ever recorded. So who's really winning here? Who's really the winner? I'm telling you, folks, and I'm already on the other side of this. I'm already at the point that there's going to be, this is going to go some kind of nuclear. It's going to be very unconventional the way this happens. I'm already there. I'm already over there. And it's just kind of like going through the motions. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, When the Lights Go Out on Amazon. It's a great book. Leave an honest review and give me your honest opinion on what you read. My mama's book. God bless her. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon. On Amazon. Leave her an honest review as well, folks. Man, I got to tell you, folks, interesting times ahead. Interesting times ahead. And Biden gave secret orders for something very, very, very serious. Escalation, folks. And that's what I'm going to go into right now. But first, folks, let's set the ghetto timer. The ghetto timer to, 30. Bing, 30. It's going to go off. My little kitchen timer. There it is working. All right, folks. Noble Gold. Get your Noble Gold. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It's happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasury and buying more gold. The good news, it's predicted to go up even more, folks. So, UBS even said it would go up, up to 5,000. Up to 5,000. Can you imagine that? Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing off the hook. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you one fourth ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. Noblegoldinvestments.com now. Get started. And if the link isn't up there, it'll be up there shortly. Just wait for it. It's coming. I have my friends at the tech office doing this stuff because I'm technically retarded. Okay? I don't really – I should know how to do this stuff, but they've been doing it for me for so long. You know what they say, like, hand a man to fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. I need to learn more about this. I need to become more tech savvy. Let's just put it that way. I need to get more tech savvy. I'm still an old dinosaur. I'm really still an old dinosaur. Folks, winners. I got the wieners. Hey, I got the wieners. I got the wiener for the contest. Orale, the contest. Remember, first prize, $1,500. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, $500. It can give you a good night in Juarez, Mexico. $500 could go a long way in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. All right, folks. So I'm going to announce the winners right now. Drum roll, please. Winners for the Ninos contests. Man, it was close. I got to just say this. It was really, really close. I'm not even making that up. It was so close. Some of you went above and beyond, and every single one of you really deserved to win. But it was close. It was so, so close. I mean, we had a hard time picking. The first, second, and third place were so close. Even fourth and fifth should have been in there. But I only said three. First, second, and third, that's it. It's mucho dinero, okay? So I'm going to announce some winners right now. I'm going to start with third place. Drum roll, please. And I hope I'm saying their names correctly. The winner of $500. The winner of $500 goes to third place, Haley Ann Bechler or Beckler. HBNG 1987 at AOL.com. We will be contacting you. Listen, I might butcher your names. I don't know. I kind of read all right. You know, I don't read that good sometimes. Haley Ann Beckler or Bechler. You are the winner of the third prize, $500. Second place. Now, this was so close. The first and second place was so, so close. So, so close. We will be contacting you, by the way, to give you your price, to give you your money so you can go to Mexico. Maybe my next contest will be, if this goes well, the next contest will be maybe a trip to Mexico, maybe a trip to Tulum or Cancun, and some cash money prizes. So the next contest will be unbelievable. All right, second place. And I got to tell you, folks, you can win the contest again. Just because you win this time doesn't mean you can't win again. You just keep going. I mean, this was pretty damn amazing. So second place, Mana Princess, Ecuadorable at Yahoo.com. I hope I said that right. Mana Princess. Mana Princess, you won $1,000. So first, third place, Haley. Second place, Mana. This is good, huh? You guys like this? Mana Princess, you won. Orale. Or you could get a night with Sancho. What do you want? What do you prefer? I say the night with Sancho is a lot cheaper for me. All right. Sancho has been guilty of many, many crimes. But I did them all. Unlike Trump. I did them all. I'm very proud of my criminal record. My criminal record is nice. So, so, so nice. All right. First place. First place, baby. Yeah, here we go. First place. Now, like I said, it was so close, man. Between these three, actually between first to fifth place was so close. So, so close. So, so close. So close. So, so close. Are you ready for first place? All right. Here we go. First place is Teresa Johnson. Wow. I don't know how to say that email, but Teresa Johnson wins $1,500. And she kicks some ass. I mean, she went above and beyond and barely edged out everybody else. When I say barely edged out, I mean, it was so close. So close. So, Teresa Johnson, you are the first place winner. We will be contacting you. So, my first and second and third place winners, you all win some monies. All of you get the monies. Go to Mexico. Have some fun. All right, folks. Let's get into the news. By the way, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. X, Nino Boxer. Wish I had heard of at least one of the wieners. What are you trying to say? That I made him up? I pulled him out of my ass? No. Jeez. Telegram. Okay, I did all that. X Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing right there. Get your gangster shirt. I'm telling you right now, things are going to work out beautifully. When I tell you this, trust me when I say this, it only made it worse for them. Much worse, okay? Dale Strange, thank you very much. So it only made it worse. Thank you so much. You're awesome too. So it only made it worse for them. They just solidified. But I'm going to get into what the RNC may pull. I had Ivan Raiklin on talking about this, brought this to my attention. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. So at the RNC convention, look for Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, and all them to try to pull a switcheroo. Like we know, it won't work. But because we know where this is going, right? If you're at ninoscorner.tv, you know damn well what's going on. You're dialed in. I suggest getting in ninoscorner.tv before I bump up the price. You'll be grandfathered in. And I think that might happen in the next few months. So get over there, get signed up. You'll be grandfathered in. And I always say go for the annual. That's just the easiest way to do it. So could the RNC pull a switcheroo? We are looking closely at this. We'll have a microscope on this coming into the RNC. It's just look how close it is to the RNC. And the judge gave some instructions to the jury, which I talked about with Joey Gilbert on ninoscorner.tv. We know what happened. We know the shenanigans. We know the games they're playing, right, folks? I got to be very vague on here. Ninoscorner.tv. So I have criminal attorney Joey Gilbert on right now. He's up there right now talking about what the judge did. Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. Never before done. But we're used to this, right, folks? All they're doing is exposing themselves more and more. And all that's happening is Mr. T is growing in popularity. He's really going to get the black vote now. I am going to put up the general's tent that we did yesterday because it was epic. And Sheila Holm was on there. She kicked some butt. Juanito came on. He did a little cameo, talked a little bit about the verdict. I'm going to go ahead and put that general's tent up for ninoscorner.tv today so everyone can see it. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long. It's epic. You'll see what you're missing on the general's tent. We do this every month. We meet and we war game together. So it's epic and it's awesome. General's tent is worth it, folks. Rudy Giuliani stopped by the corner. I'm going to be putting that up. I did a segment for FluffTube, and the whole thing is going on ninoscorner.tv. Rudy Giuliani. So right when I get to, like, the questions we all want to know about, right, there's some questions I asked him that not many people would ever ask him. Believe me when I say this. He was even surprised, okay? He was even surprised that I asked him this stuff. This is going on ninoscorner.tv for sure, but the first part of it is going to go on YouTube. And it's pretty damn good. He's talking about how he took down the mafia, the whole thing. It's interesting. What an incredible man, incredible mayor, America's mayor, folks. Rudy Giuliani stopped by the corner. I got Gene Decode coming back on. I got Brad Olson, Dustin Nemos, Kathy O'Brien. Mike King is coming back on, and he'll be the general in the general's tent June 27th. I also have Jan Halper coming on with some important information that she's going to give all of us, give my audience on ninoscorner.tv. Folks, it's a place you want to be, believe me. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby, yeah. Hi, David, he's guilty. You don't know what you're talking about. The Mexicans are not going home, okay? They're not going home. They're not going to go home. They're here to stay. This is our place first, David. You need to understand. All right, folks. You might want to turn it down or turn it up. It's up to you. All right, here we go. Coming at you live! From the apocalypse! Santo, baby, yeah. All right, folks. All right, let's get into this. So, said it 1,000 times, this will go nuclear. But hey, what do we know, right? What do we know? What will be done to him will be done to them. That's all I'm going to say on that. Go to NinosCorner.tv to know the rest. This is kind of like what you're watching is like the undoing of a magic show. It's kind of exposing the tricks, right? If you want to know how the magic's done, you have to show the people how it's done. The tone has been now set. The seal has been broken and boomerang, baby, coming. They have thrown all of the proper court procedures out the window. The judge told the jury that if only a few find him guilty, he must be found guilty. I've never heard of this in my life. Never heard. What do you even need a jury for? Well, fuck the jury. You don't even need it. The judge should just decide. That's it. Fuck the jury. You don't need it. See what we're dealing with here, folks? You gotta be showing this stuff. You gotta see it. You gotta see what kind of situation we're really in. So this is unbelievable. You can't change the rules because you so badly wanted to fit the narrative. Now, there's some words here I don't want to use, but he gave instruction to the jury, and the entire country has now witnessed the horror. And we all know now, none of us are safe. None of us are safe from this system. What we thought was fair, right? Well, not me. And if the conviction isn't bad enough, it is being reported. So now that they've got the conviction they wanted, now they're going to escalate on all fronts. Now they got to move really, really fast. So what did they do? It's being reported. Biden secretly gave orders for Ukraine to strike inside Russia with U.S. weapons. Poke the bear, literally. Poking the bear. Now it's time to escalate World War III, folks. Breaking, Biden announces plan to bomb Russia. What? Oh, man. So Biden secretly gave permission to strike inside Russia with U.S. weapons. The Biden administration has quietly given Ukraine permission to strike inside Russia solely near the area of Kharkiv. Using U.S.-provided weapons, three U.S. officials and two other people familiar with the move said Thursday, a major reversal that will help Ukraine to better defend its second largest city. So it's going to help Ukraine better defend itself. It's already in shambles. It's already in ruins. The president recently directed his team to ensure that Ukraine is able to use U.S. weapons for counterfire purposes in so Ukraine can hit back at Russian forces hitting them or preparing to hit them, one of the U.S. officials said, adding that the policy of not allowing long-range strikes inside Russia has not changed. Ukraine asked the U.S. to make the policy change only after Russia's offensive in began this month, the official added. All the people were granted anonymity. To discuss internal decisions that haven't been announced. In the last few days, the U.S. made the decision to allow Ukraine flexibility to defend itself from attacks on the border near Kharkiv, the second U.S. official said. Here we go. Get ready. Buckle up, folks. It's getting real fast. Fast, fast, fast. They're going to move fast, 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 fast. And what I think is going to happen is going to be like a shock and awe. Kind of like just hit us on all sides. Bam, 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 bam. They're going to be just now lighting fires everywhere to where we can't even focus on one thing. It's kind of like if you're going out to like, I don't know, play. I don't know why I'm using this analogy, but if you're going to go out and like play tennis and they bring the tennis ball machine and they just start going thunk, one at a time, thunk, that's the way it was. Now it's going to go do, 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 and they're going to bring multiple machines out. Guess which ball you're supposed to hit. I don't know. Just pick one. Yemeni Houthis claim striking U.S. carrier, claim striking U.S. aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower in the Red Sea. Please look into that, my Black Sheep family, my Nino Knights. So before the verdict, the Secret Service has was reportedly meeting with local jail officials in New York to make possible preparations for Donald Trump behind bars. I still say I don't see it happening. This is going to be, you know, Juan came on. We talked about this on, thank you, Tron Master 7821. Thank you. We talked about this. It's going to be appealed. Let's see how fast, if it's fast tracked to the Supreme Court. I mean, it should be. I don't see him getting thrown behind bars, in my opinion. But, you know, El Nino has been wrong before. But I've been right more than I've been wrong. What an interesting time to be alive. What a real interesting time to be alive. According to CBS News, a New York corrections source made the revelation. As a former president, Donald Trump is entitled to Secret Service protection for his entire life, even if he is sentenced to jail. Behind bars, correction officers would in turn be responsible for protecting those agents assigned to Trump. CBS reported, CBS predicts that Trump could serve time at Rikers Island jail complex. Now, you know what I say about this. Oh, boy. Nope. Donald Trump guilty on 34 charges. You don't know, David. You don't know. We're right. You're wrong. Okay. This was ours first. A Manhattan jury found Donald Trump guilty of all 34 counts and falsifying business records in his hush money criminal trial, an unprecedented and historic verdict that makes him the first former president, won't be the last. He won't be the last. Let me say that again. The first, but not the last. Judge Juan Merchan set a sentencing hearing for July 11th. Trump's sentence is up to the judge, and it could include prison time or probation. Prosecutors accused Trump of taking part in an illegal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016, you know what? This is funny to read. It's funny to read. And the unlawful plan to suppress negative information, which included concealing a hush money payment for an adult film star. Ooh. I'm telling you, folks, they broke the seal. Let me make this very clear. The important thing that happened here, they changed the rules of the game. That's all they did. They changed the rules of the game so that when he goes back to them, they can't do shit. They're not going to do shit. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, folks, you have no idea. Mitch McConnell says he expects Trump's conviction to be overturned. Oh, I don't know what the hell I'm reading that for. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted to former President Donald Trump's guilty verdict late Thursday night, saying in a social media post that he expects the conviction to be overturned on appeal. Now, that's what Joey Gilbert also said in the podcast we did yesterday. Juanito believes the same thing. I have Sheila Holm and Juanito on the General's Tent. I'm going to play that today. I also have Scott Bennett coming on. And he'll be, I'll put him up tomorrow night. So here's what to know about the jury instructions in the Trump hush money trial. A lengthy jury instruction, Judge Juan Merchan asked jurors to treat the former president as another member of the community as they embark to determine Donald Trump's fate in a hush money criminal trial. It is not my responsibility to judge the evidence here. It is yours. Merchan said, oh, really? Really? You are the judges and the facts, and you are responsible for deciding whether the defendant is guilty or not guilty. Jurors were told to hold Trump's decision to not testify against him and to use their judgment to determining the credibility of truthful or biased witnesses, an issue defense counsel repeatedly impressed upon members of the jury. There is no particular formula to determine a witness credibility, Merchant said, and you may consider whether the witnesses has any interest in the outcome of the case, another matter that might weigh on jurors' minds. Merchant also described how jurors should interpret legal concepts from trial, such as beyond a reasonable doubt, unlawful means, intent to defraud, and motive, among others. Crucially, while prosecutors must prove that the business records were falsified in furtherance of additional crime, they need to prove that another crime was in fact committed. In sum, if the people satisfy their burden of proof, you must find the defendant guilty. You must find the defendant guilty, he said. Merchant also advised the jury that they cannot rely solely on the testimony of Michael Cohen to convict the former president because Cohen is an accomplice to the alleged crime. Instead, the jury can only use the Cohen's testimony if it is corroborated by evidence. This is something I've never heard of before, man. This is absolutely crazy. Now you know what we're dealing with. Shell-shocked Donald Trump says, I'm a very innocent man after being found guilty. Former President Donald Trump has claimed he's an innocent man after a jury found him guilty in his criminal hush money trial on Thursday. A New York jury found Trump guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election hush money payments to a porn actor who said the two had sex. Trump spoke to the media outside the courthouse following the verdict, looking angry and red in the face. The former president said, I'm a very innocent man. This was rigged, disgraceful trial. This was done by the Biden administration in order to hurt political opponent. I mean, folks, I don't want to go any more into that, but we all see what's going on here. And guess what, folks? Anybody who was on the fence, they're not anymore. They're not anymore. When you see something like this, they've basically successfully, if this was going to go to November, they just gave it to them. They said, here you go. Fuck. We're assholes. We know that. So, and the whole country knows that now. So, I don't know. Did we just fuck ourselves pretty bad? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Real bad, actually. To the point that it's going to be a fucking, he's going to like a runaway train. Annette, Felix, thank you very much. So stunned Trump fans burst into tears outside courthouse as he's found guilty on all counts. There was a stunned silence in the park across the courtroom where a jury found Donald Trump guilty of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The news quickly swept through the large crowd of around 70, which had gathered since Thursday morning, and Trump supporters were overcome with emotion. One man was crying hysterically, others red with rage, and a few were unusually silent following the verdict. He who laughs last laughs the longest, right? That's what's coming. And as all this takes place, as all this transpires, Robert De Niro used to be one of my favorite actors, seriously. I used to love Robert De Niro. I was like, man, this guy, I used to love his gangster movies. And boy, is he the epitome of a liberal now. Oh my gosh. He showed up with his little face diaper. He was mad. He was calling everybody gangsters. Is this the gangster you're talking about right here? By the way, you get this at Patreon where it's epic. So Robert De Niro celebrates Trump's conviction. This is my country. The guy wants to destroy it. Really, I think Biden's doing a good job for that. Robert De Niro didn't hold back when he was asked about Donald Trump's guilty verdict in the Stormy Daniels hush money case Thursday. I think justice was served, he said on the carpet of his new movie, Ezra. This is just one part of the whole picture. So I want to be very careful. Though at first what's this word? Though at first he was reticent to expand on his thoughts and then continued to open up about the Trump conviction. I would think it would, he said when he asked if he would, if it could affect the presidential election. This never should have gotten to this stage, he continued. I don't want to be talking, but I am so upset by it. I have to say something. This is my country. The guy wants to destroy it, period. He's crazy. What kind of skeletons do you have in your closet, Robert? What kind of skeletons? What are you worried about? But I'll be honest, it doesn't matter. I promise you, it doesn't matter. It's coming back. When asked if he ever fears for his safety, De Niro admitted that he does. Well, you think about that. It makes me more angry, but I have to be afraid to be intimidated. And that's why I said, you're not going to intimidate us. People are fed up. They're going to fight back. That's not what we're about in this country, De Niro said. De Niro was in New York City promoting his new movie, Ezra, just hours after a jury in the city found the former president guilty of all 34 counts. Trump was accused of conspiring to cover up. Whoa, there's the mid-roll, folks. So here we go, baby. Here we go. This stuff is good. By the way, if you need a natural pain reliever, this is it. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for an effective way to relieve the pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opiate crisis. You may even have been affected yourself personally. And that's why, or that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that has taken the world by storm, like Stormy Daniels. Yes, I am talking about Canolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. As you listen to this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever of choice by the UFC. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will get back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years, folks. It's like my daily aches and pains have faded away. My back, my neck, my joints, my neck, and my back all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy. It doesn't. It works really well. But I would suggest getting off everything else. You got to get off everything else in order to do this. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects after years in private testing. Hear me when I say this. Canolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how Canolidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at one-tenth the cost of pain pills. This is worth it. I've been on it. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can have access to the Canolidine product in a world in less than $1 a day. Wow. So hit the link below, folks. Get started on Canolidine. And I promise you it's worth it. I've been taking it. I take a lot of stuff. I take everything that these people want me to push for them. So I just take it. I'm the guinea pig. But if it doesn't work for me, I don't push it. But it's been working for me. I've been feeling a little bit like an emotional... I feel like it does something for depression because when I haven't been feeling really down lately, even with all the shit that I've been going through with my parents, like, let me tell you folks, that has been, I don't know if some of you have ever taken care of elderly people before. It's so heartbreaking and it's so hard on the soul, man. I'm just tired every day. It really kicks my ass, but it's an honor. It's an honor and a privilege to take care of my parents. FEC vendor records reveal Judge Merchant's daughter raked in $9.7 million from Biden and Kamala during their 2020 campaigns for president, raising fresh conflict issues. Folks, this is not even close to being done. This is not even close to being done. They may be celebrating. They may be, you know, I heard some car in El Paso when the verdict was read. I heard cars honking. I heard people like, and I was like, okay. I 34 counts, David. You don't know, okay? You don't know he's guilty. They don't want the debate, do they? They're looking for any way to get out of this debate. But CNN will buck tradition and put commercial breaks in the Biden-Trump presidential debate. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are likely to interrupt one another during CNN's telecast of the first presidential debate in the run-up to 2024 election, but they will also be cut off by something else. CNN plans to run commercials during the event. What? Yep, they're going to run commercials during the event, according to two people familiar with the matter who has run free of ads for many years under the management of the Nonpartisan Commission of Presidential Debates. The candidates, so you know whenever Trump starts getting on a roll or starts the momentum, they're going to just cut him off and go to commercial. Seriously, and this is going to be CNN's biggest ratings ever. But you know, anytime Mr. T makes a point or anything like that, they're just going to cut it and go to commercial. So that's what we're in for here. That's what we're going against right here. Cigar for Nino. Hey, yo, thanks, Buck Bob. Robert Kennedy Jr. has been eliminated from the race to be the Libertarian nominee for president. RFK Jr. put his name on the ballot and only received 2% of the vote, even after giving a speech at the convention. Well, sorry. I think he showed his colors. I don't even think he's a, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people think that a lot of stuff's going to change after this conviction. I don't. I'm telling you right now, it's not. Meanwhile, in World War III news, reports about France preparing to send troops to Ukraine have been confirmed, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman says. Putin calls for total war. Vladimir Putin ordered an entire nation to mobilize and work as if everyone is on the front line. Escalation. What have we been talking about on Nino's Corner for a long time? Just that. That's where this is headed. Japan issues J alert following missile launch from North Korea. Residents are told to take shelter immediately. This is escalating everywhere, isn't it? China, enraged as U.S. completely ignores Beijing threat, and U.S. sends an official U.S. congressional delegation to Taipei to recognize a new Taiwan president and Taiwan independence. War is coming. Whoa. China will not be humiliated, okay, by the U.S. forever. You humiliate yourselves. You have a little thing going on there. It tickles. China is preparing a massive military fleet to invade Taiwan, including a large number of troop carriers and other warships. The invasion is planned for June before Taiwan receives an order of 66 F-16 fighter jets ordered from the United States. We're just supplying everybody, aren't we? Except ourselves, as our borders completely open, we're just supplying everybody with everything they need. China is preparing a large military force to invade Taiwan. America's new island fighters are preparing for conflict, a stone's throw away from Taiwan. So in the Philippines, the U.S. and Philippine Marines arrived in waves on this little island nearly 100 miles from the southern tip of Taiwan. A platoon clutching automatic rifles and machine guns spraying from Blackhawks. I hope they didn't spring from Blackhawks. Oh, boy. And took up positions around the airfield. In a whirl of hot air and dust, Chinook helicopters lowered dozens of more men, more anticipated on arriving in the coming days, weeks, and months. So as they keep sending our military abroad, who's going to protect here? What's going to happen here, folks? Well, what I think is happening, and this is the reason I put on this next article here, is because UK conservatives, as they're lagging in the polls, pitch national service at 18, so a draft. So Britain's Conservative Party will introduce mandatory national service for 18-year-olds if it wins the national election on July 4th, comprising military or community participation, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Sunday. Young adults will be able to choose between spending 1 weekend a month volunteering over the course of a year or take one of 30,000 spaces to spend a year in the armed forces. So what's happening there will probably come here. And what did I say? You know this is what they're going to do. You understand this, right? You know this is where all this is heading. Generation Z should be worried. Telling you that right now. And if that's not enough, Boogeyman 2.0. Those of you that are new to my channel understand that the Boogeyman is what happened in 2020. I call it the Boogeyman. A third person in the U.S. has bird flu. This time, it's different. Oh, it's different this time. A third dairy worker in the U.S. has tested positive for the bird flu infection that is causing outbreaks in cattle in at least 9 states. Here we go. Here we go. Remember I said they're going to light all kinds of fires. The farm worker from Michigan was exposed to infected cows and is the first of the 3 recently confirmed cases to have respiratory symptoms, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The previous two people, another in Michigan and one in Texas, did not show any respiratory symptoms but experienced discharge from the eyes. From the eyes. Oh, boy. Just keeps getting better, doesn't it? Just keeps getting better and better and better. Man pleads guilty to making 12,000 harassing calls to Congress. 12,000. Doesn't he have like an ex-girlfriend to stalk or something? Why are you stalking Congress? Queens man pleaded guilty Thursday to threatening to kill a congressional aide and to making more than 12,000 harassing phone calls. How do you make 12,000? How do you have that much time in the day to make 12,000 phone calls? Harassing phone calls to members of Congress over an 18-month period. I don't care how long it took. That's 12,000 calls. 18-month. Do the math on that, somebody. How many calls is he making a day? 12,000 over 18 months period in 2022 and 2023, federal prosecutors in Washington, D.C. announced. Aide Salim Lilly, 35, pleaded guilty to one count of making interstate communications with a threat to kidnap or injure, punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and making repeated telephone calls, which carries up to a 2-year prison term. Really? I can have some ex-girlfriends thrown in prison then. Just kidding. He is scheduled to be sentenced August 28th in Washington before U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly. God, it's hard to believe we're in this. Look how people are responding to the craziness, the chaos. It's just a circus. It's a freak show. The fuckery is so bad that I don't even know. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. This craziness, this shit fuckery that's at, it's just going to get worse all the way to November and beyond. And as it goes. Do you ever wonder, like, is what we knew, the reality we knew before, is it ever going to come back? Or is it just going to be this crazy freak show circus for the rest of our lives? Is that what this is going to be? Because I wonder about this all the time. I'm like, is this our new reality now? I mean, I think it's once it's out of the box, it stays out of the box. I don't think it's something you can put back in the box. Just saying. The dreams of a 60-year-old beauty contestant come to an abrupt end in Argentina. How did they even begin? Buenos Aires, Argentina. A 60-year-old woman saw her dreams of becoming the oldest Miss Universe contestant in history melt away in a haze of squirms and selfies Saturday in Argentina's annual beauty pageant. Alejandra Marisa Rodriguez, my cousin, a hospital legal advisor whose entry into the competition had been cheered as a triumph over ageism in a youth-obsessed world, fell short of the Miss Argentina crown. Well, gosh darn it. But she did take home the title of Best Face. What? What? Oh, boy. I'm not knocking people in there. 60 is the new 21. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay? Stop. 60 is not the new 20. Okay? Stop it. What is she trying to prove here? I don't know. During the contest, she thanked everyone who celebrated her success in the Miss Buenos Aires competition last month. Her win there after Miss Universe eliminated its longstanding age limit. Well, I mean, technically, it should eliminate age because now you can be whatever you want, right? You know what I'm getting at. Oh, boy. Generates a frenzy of global media attention that vaulted her from obscurity to local fame. In an instant, the soft-spoken lawyer from the city of La Plata, south of Buenos Aires, was doling out moisturizer tips to women striving to achieve. Her surreal, smooth face and promising the public there was truth to the adage that age is just a number. No, it's not. Okay, let's just... All right, look. I see a lot of women. I'm 50. I'm the best I've ever felt. You're 50, okay? You don't look like you're 20. You never will. And I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people right now, but it goes for men too, okay? Let it go, okay? There's an art of letting shit go. I've had to let go a lot of things in my life. 60 is not the new 21, no matter how bad you want it to be. It's not. You're not fooling anybody, okay? You're not. I don't care how much work you've gotten. You're not fooling anybody. Maybe in 10, 20, 30 years from now, they'll come up with an anti-aging pill or something that reverses the clock. And man, that'd be cool. But until then, you ain't fooling anybody. All right. In what the fuck news, as if that wasn't what the fuck news. Look, I know I pissed off some people. Sorry. You can still be beautiful at 60. So born again virgin. Is this really a thing? I mean, you can be anything you want these days, right? So if you want to be a born again virgin, you can. Just put it out of your mind. I've been celibate for 9 years. Who said this? Lenny Kravitz. Celibate for 9 years. I tell you what, he probably lives a drama-free life. I will give him that. I bet you that gave him a drama-free life. But you can't be rubbing one out, Lenny. That's cheating. If you rub one out, it doesn't count. You got to be truly celibate. You can't even make love to yourself. You can't touch yourself. So Lenny Kravitz might be a well-known sex symbol, but that's kind of fading in light of his news. Namely, him being celibate for a whopping 9 years while on his spiritual journey. So he's been on a spiritual journey, not having sex. And then, so once he gets to his destination, are they going to be like, how was your journey? Well, I didn't have sex. And they'll be like, why? Because I was on a spiritual journey. Did it get you to where you wanted to be? You could have had sex and still been on your spiritual journey. The music icon says he's ditched casual flings for nearly a decade until he finds the right woman. Well, I got to give him credit for that. I'll give him credit for that. A move inspired by his dad. NBC's news producer, Cy Kravitz, cheating on his mom, Roxy Roker, a well-known actress famous for her starring role in The Jeffersons. Reflecting on the infidelity, Lenny told The Guardian, his dad predicted he'd end up living the same lifestyle if it turned out to be true. After his marriage to Lisa Bonet fell apart in 1991, Lenny acknowledged he began acting like a player. Lenny Kravitz said he wasn't fond of that lifestyle and took him years to take responsibility and shed that label, making sure his own desires didn't take over. So that's kind of like in the same boat, like not so much on that, but you know, you got to realize when you're a slave to impulses and if you're just acting reactionary to shit, that's a problem. That's an addict. You could be an addict in alcohol. You could have many, many different kinds of vices. Thanks, R. Heath. You know, you got to really think about this. It's like you can be a slave to your impulses, and that's still an addict. That, you know, some of you, you know, only you know what you're a slave to. And all this discipline has incredibly led him to a 9-year streak of celibacy, saying it's a spiritual thing. I become very set in my ways and the way I live. It goes without saying it. He hasn't been in a serious relationships for 9 years. So basically, nada. So, Matt, you know what? I'm going to say it. I respect him. I respect the guy. Why not? I've been, he's been celibate longer than I've been sober. Wow. I bet you he doesn't drink either. I mean, I would imagine he doesn't drink. So he's been celibate 9 years. I've been sober 4 years and 5 months, coming on 4.5 years next month. Wow. I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't know. So what are you all giving up? I got married. That's celibate. That's funny. Plus, I had a baby at nearly 43, keeps you young. I agree with that. That's cool. I like Lenny. Well, folks, it is what it is. I'm out. I'll see you guys Monday. I'll be posting more here, and I'll post the Rudy Giuliani tomorrow. It'll be up on YouTube, FluffTube, tomorrow, Saturday. Get to Nino's Corner to watch the good, good, good shit. All right, folks, I'm out. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I'm out of here. Later.